Now, the theme of Micah is, to me, very important because the emphasis has always been put on judgment, that Micah is the prophet of judgment. Well, actually, it would seem that that is true because in the first three chapters, you have a great emphasis on judgment, and that's what it is. But from chapter 4 through 7, and that is 4, 5, 6, 7, you have four chapters that are given over to that which is not judgment at all. In other words, the first three chapters are denunciatory, and the last four chapters are consolatory. And the great question that we find that he asks, and it's one of the loveliest passages in the Scripture, who is like unto thee, that is, unto God? And we find that he emphasizes that as he goes along. Who's like unto God in proclaiming, that is, in witnessing, in the first three chapters? And then who's like unto God in prophesying, in consoling the people, chapters 4 and 5. And who is like unto God in pleading, chapter 6. And who is like unto God in pardoning? That is the wonderful thing that you have in this little book here that makes it a very wonderful little book. So we'd like to say that actually the theme here is the judgment and redemption of God. Both are here. And the key verse, to me, is Micah 7:18 that I've just given. Who is a God like unto thee, who pardoneth iniquity, and who passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy? Now, God hates sin, but he loves the souls of the sinners, and he wants to save them. You see, judgment is called God's strange work, and it's strange because he doesn't like to do it. He'd rather not, but he's a holy God, and he hates sin, and any rebellion against him, since he is God, must be dealt with. It couldn't be otherwise, but he still loves the souls of the sinners. And he wants to save them and will save them. Now, let me give you a statement that I have in my notes concerning his style, because you and I are coming now to one of the remarkable books as to style. If you appreciate literature, if you appreciate poetry, if you appreciate that which is beautiful in language, you'll appreciate Micah. Now, let me give you the statement I have on this. And I'm reading now from my notes. For many, this is the favorite of the minor prophets. The writing is pungent and personal. Micah was trenchant, touching, and tender. He was realistic and repertorial. He would have made a good war correspondent. There is an exquisite beauty about this brochure which combines God's infinite tenderness with his judgments. There are several famous passages which are familiar to the average Christian, though many do not know even where it comes from in the Bible. Through the gloom of impending judgment, Micah saw clearly the coming glory of the redemption of Israel. And this makes this quite a remarkable book. And I'd like to add a further comment here that we have made in our notes. Micah pronounced judgment on the cities of Israel and Jerusalem and Judah. These centers influenced the people of the nation. These were the urban problems that sound very much like our present-day problems. Micah condemns violence, corruption, robbery, covetousness, gross materialism, spiritual bankruptcy, and sex. He could be labeled the prophet of the city. Well, that's a label been given by someone else.